A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, in the house with Jared on News 1045 WOKV.
Good morning. Welcome. The show is called In the House. All your home improvement questions are answered. If you do have a question, give us a call at 340-1045. We're happy to answer your questions starting right now. Normally, we're joined by Jared. This week, special edition, once again, joined by Josh and Ken. Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the In the House radio show here on News 1045 WOKV here in Jacksonville. This is Ken. I'm actually Jared's dad, and Jared is the president of Universal Roof and Contracting. I am the CEO. I'm his dad. And Josh is joining me today. Josh is our production
producer.
Producer. Oh, there you go. Super. Forgot what you were there for.
Yeah, I sometimes forget where I am.
Hey, it's up. A great day. This show, though, is all about home improvement, and we're glad that you're listening. So if you have any questions, what makes this show work truly is your phone call. So I'm anxious to talk to you. And you can reach us at 340-1045. If you'd like to get a hold of Universal Roof and Contracting for a free estimate, we'd like to come out and evaluate what's going on in your place, get you the truth about what's really happening. You can reach us at 495-0948. You know, there's been a lot of storm damage everywhere having to do with roofing. There's been hail, there's been wind, there's been hurricanes. And for a while we were going without rain. Now it seems like we're raining all the time. So if you're seeing spots and leaks in your house, don't just put them off. Oh, well, it'll be all right. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. What happens when water gets into your house, you get mold and mildew. Mold and mildew can actually grow and become very negative for your family, and you can end up with a sick house. So things that, when you catch them in the beginning, it always seems like it's a lot less money to fix things that are small items. And the other side of that is we are coming into the hurricane season, so this is time to have your roof looked at. Make sure there's no issues. It could be you just got one or two high nails making the roof a little loose and water's coming around a nail. It can be a couple hundred bucks to fix something, or the squirrels have chewed out all the lead around your PVC pipes that vent all your plumbing for your house. That's going through the roof. The squirrels have got up there and ate them all up. They're damaged. What's happening is water is coming along that pipe, coming into the house, and you're not even seeing it because it's between where the walls are. Wall on one side, sheetrock on one side, sheetrock on the other, and the water's coming into the middle. That can create a real issue. So, again, give us a call at Universal Roof and Contracting. We'll send somebody right out, take a look at it. 495-0948.
Yeah, I mean, and this show is all about you, all about your questions and your calls. So, absolutely give us a call this morning at 340-1045. Talking about hurricane preparedness, standby generators. Last week, Ken and I were on, and we were talking about Father's Day gifts, and we started talking about, tree trimming, and we actually had a gentleman call in that had some great advice about making sure you have a certified arborist involved when you actually trim back those trees. Don't just hire somebody that's going to come in and just start hacking away. thinking that by doing that, you're protecting the tree during a hurricane when actually you're making it more vulnerable. So he was a great call. I believe he was with the U.S. Forestry Service, and he had some great points. Make sure you hire a certified arborist or have a tree trimmer that has an arborist on staff for those expert determinations.
Well, that's a great thing when you think about it. You know, just because you own a chainsaw and a pickup truck
doesn't mean you're an arborist.
That's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't know that you know how to, you know, you can probably cut a limb down, but it might be the wrong one, or you could be damaging a tree. And trees are absolutely beautiful, and you don't need them hurt, or you don't need them falling on your house either in a hurricane. So that's an important thing.
And we live in a great state. University of Florida, like he said, has done a lot of research on this and structures and trees and how hurricane force winds affect trees. And so, you know, the fact that they took the time and invested in the research and they know what they're talking about, that's a big deal. Versus, you know, somebody with a chainsaw and a Bud Light.
Right. So hurricane preparedness, the trees are one thing to think about, you know, the generator that you just talked about, maybe preparing for that. But I definitely think, you know, your home, probably your largest investment that you have, you need to make sure that and the roof that's over it is a major thing for you. So you really need to have it looked at, make sure that just because you got a yellow stain on the roof and, oh, it's small, it's no big deal, it could be a major item. And when you've got us here, Universal Roofing Contracting, to come out and take a look at it for free, no charge, we're going to evaluate what's on your roof, how much years of life. And I got to tell you, about half of the time that I go out and somebody thinks they got something minor, it is. It is minor, and it's a few hundred dollars to fix it. Then other times I go out and they have actual storm damage from either hail, wind, or even back to the hurricane. And that way you know you're prepared. If you do a repair now, it may keep you from losing your roof during the hurricane. And the not only the roof coming off, but lots of water coming into the house.
Yeah, we get rain here like nowhere else.
Oh yeah,
in the country. I mean, the downpours that we'll get in an afternoon will put down more rain than some parts of the country get in a month. So you know, when you have that volume coming down, a small leak can turn into a monsoon in your home very quickly when you have that level of volume.
Right. One of the things I'm always just really amazed by is somebody will say they got a leak and I'll go out and all it is a nail, you know, a couple nail pops on the roof. In other words, the nail got between two pieces of board and there's nothing to really structurally hold the nail, and along comes the heat and the sun and it starts backing the nail out. And then as it rains, the water comes down and starts coming through the nail hole. We wouldn't think that a small little nail hole could create as much water, but what happens, it's a capillary action when the water starts to flow, and it's like becomes like a siphon. So it starts as the water goes, it sucks more water and pulls water in, and you can get a lot of damage. I've seen ceilings actually be dropped from really small holes. And so if you'd like to have your roof evaluated and see what's going on with your roof, you can reach at Universal Roof and Contracting, 495-0948. I'd like to talk to you here live on the show, and you can call us at News 1045 WOKV 340-1045.
Yep. How did Father's Day go for you?
It was a great Father's Day, and I know last week we talked a lot about getting the right tools, and some of the tools that we talked about were Milwaukee for one, and I think you talked about some other ones too, but Milwaukee, in my opinion, are the best tools. We toured the plant here a couple months ago, and it was amazing. Their whole mindset of what they want to accomplish as a company. They want to be the best. They, in my opinion, are. They're safety-wise, ergonomics, you know, how it works, how long it lasts, what the warranties are, how long their batteries are. Their batteries are the best in the industry. The one thing I like about them, because I have bought other tools and I have them in my toolbox area, and I'm always trying to find the battery that fits that tool.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, where a lot of vendors, a lot of different companies have gone where when they have a tool that has a higher demand on the battery pack, they've maybe stepped up the voltage. You know, they go from an 18 or 20 volt pack to like a 60 volt pack. Milwaukee's stuck with the M18 or M12 line, so either 18 volt or 12 volt. And then what they do is they work with the technology of the battery and the tool itself to make it work off that 18 volt rather than forcing you, the consumer, to go and purchase a whole different platform that's not interchangeable. So you say you own a blower, you own a weed, you own a string trimmer, and you own a reciprocating saw. You know, on the Milwaukee line, all three of those will run off of the M18 pack versus other manufacturers where you might have to have a dedicated battery and a dedicated charger just for that one tool. And it really says a lot, the fact that they've thought that much about consumer, preference and not needing to dig through, okay, do I have that battery? Is it charged? No, it's not. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And what they're doing too is on the battery line, their batteries absolutely last longer than anyone else's batteries, and they interchange. And they have a new line coming out that actually lasts 50% longer than the older batteries, which were already the best on the market. Yeah. So those are coming up. Do you remember when they're releasing that?
Yeah, those batteries will be coming out here probably within the next couple months. Within the next couple months.
Great. We just got they sent us a pack out system. In other words, a storage system that you put all your tools in. So when you get to the job, it's on a hand cart and it starts at the bottom with toolbox and they all snap and interlock and become one unit. So you can easily take your stuff from the truck to inside of the job site or from your garage to where you're going to be working with all these battery operated things, and they're all interchangeable. And
yep. And that, so the battery you were talking about, it's a high output HD 12.0 battery pack. And I do believe that's coming to market here real soon, if it's not already in your area. But the cool thing about Packout that we saw last year when they came out with it is he actually took and we have a video of it on our Instagram. He took a cinder block, held it up, dropped it onto the Packout platform, and didn't break it at all.
Yeah.
Does the same thing with a competitor, and it shatters the case. You know, and that really, I mean, obviously you're not going to drop cinder blocks on your stuff.
But you want it to last.
Right, and it simulates a very common thing, which is you set it on the back of your pickup truck, and it falls off.
Or you set it on a ladder.
Or it's on a ladder.
Yeah, and it's top and boom. Or it slides off the roof because you're building something up there or whatever. I just can't say enough about the Milwaukee tool line. We're coming up on a break, and that means that we want to talk to you. So if you would call in over the break, 340-1045. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes. This is 104.5 WOKV in the house radio show. Phone number for your calls is 340-1045. This is the in the house radio show. brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. Jared is not here today. This is his dad and CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting, and also Josh is with me. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Glad to be here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this show is all about your calls and what's going on out there in your area. We want to talk to you about anything home improvement. So if you have questions about that, I started the company in 1972. So I've been a contractor my entire life. I'm 7 years old. And so I'm here to help you with your questions having to do with home improvement. And I think we do have a caller on the line now, don't we?
We do. Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Well, thank you. I just called your office because I had a question. I have some rotted siding, and
yes,
maybe in different places, and was wondering if you guys did that, because I'm looking at a Yelp review on here, and it basically says that, you know, the lady that wrote in said that the company really doesn't like to do it, is what she was told. So I want to make sure you do like to do it.
Well, here's the real truth on that. The bottom line is, you know, with the hurricanes, we're so busy doing roofing that maybe the salesman that came out or the guy, but it is something that we do. We're experts at it. Been, you know, I'm a general contractor. Jared's a general contractor, and we're roofing contractors. But with the hurricane, we did put some of the siding on back so that we could take care of the enormous amount of people that needed to be helped from the hurricane. That's what happened. But yes, we'd love to give you an estimate, and we do that for free on your siding that you have, Bob.
I left a message for your office manager to call me on Monday because I was going to ask that question, but then I remember, oh, well, they're on the show. Let's just call the show.
Well, yeah, and then everybody gets to hear about it,
yeah.
Bob.
So, well, that's great because I listen to your show and I love what I hear. So,
well, thank you.
Gil, if you guys are ready to do it, we'll talk and I'm ready.
Okay. Well, make sure you talk when you call in or they talk to you that you talk to me on the show and I'm saying, hey, we're going to do your siding job. Okay. And, we got some good people, and we'll take really good care of you. Bob, we care about our business. And, you know, 16 of my family work at the company. So we're a really family-oriented, quality company that's been around, like I said a minute ago, from 1972 I've been around. So I'm the founder. My sons, my daughters, all, grandsons, all of that at the company. So we really care about your business. We do that, the radio show every week, so that we can get to people and let them know what our company's about, so that you're not having to make a choice to use somebody that's less qualified or hasn't been around for as many years as we have. And we're a proven company. So thank you for that, Bob. I really appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, buddy. Okay, does that music mean we come need a break? Or?
It does, yep.
Wow. Okay, we're coming up to a break, and so this is 1045 WOKV here in Jacksonville. This is the In the House radio show. Call us 340-1045. We'll be right back.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, In the House with Jared on News 1045 WOKV.
Hey, welcome back. This is the WOKV In the House radio show. And this is Ken. I am Jared's dad, CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. And this show is all about your questions. So if you have anything that you'd like to know about having to do with home improvement, any projects that you're doing around the house, love to help you. Or any questions having to do with your roof, or as Bob called in a little bit ago about his siding, we'd like to talk to you. Also, anything about windows, the company we recommend for windows, best company there is, in my opinion, is Renewal by Anderson. You can reach Renewal by Anderson for free quotes, 222-8064. Call in and talk to us now at 340-1045. Love to talk to you anything about home improvement. You know, we've been we've had a great show so far. We've talked about tools. We've talked about storm damage and getting your house repaired and prepared for the hurricane season that's on us. Any other things that you'd like to add, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, the best thing to do is preparedness. You know, the more prepared you are, you know, when the hurricane's coming, you always hit the local grocery store, you get water, you get food, you get canned food, you know, you start whittling away at what's in the freezer because you know you might lose power.
Yeah.
Why wait till the last minute to do that? You know, you're not going to get your roof fixed 3 days before the hurricane gets there. So you need to do it now when it's not, a natural disaster. And we have a call from Paul, and I think this is definitely right along line with preparedness. Paul, how are you doing this morning?
Hey,
I'm
welcome,
doing
Paul.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for your call, Paul. We appreciate it.
Sure. We just downsized to a house in Deerwood, down to 2,300 square feet. And so the house was inspected 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they said the roof was in good condition, years old. And it looks like a standard asphalt shingle. And
you know if it's three-tab or architectural?
Yeah. And so my question is, I'd like to be prepared in advance for anything that may be a big-ticket item.
Sure.
What's the typical lifespan of that type of roof in Florida?
Did you say it was a three-tab or architectural?
Three-tab.
Okay. Usually that style of roof is 15 to 20 years. I've actually seen them go 35 years. So, you know, it's the key element for how long a roof lasts has to do with how much ventilation do you have and how cool the attic space is. If it's overheating and that, it definitely... on hot days, if you're not ventilated correctly, the attic temperature can be 170 degrees. Cooking the attic and cooking the shingles from the underneath side, you're paying way more for power than you should. And when you're talking about being prepared for it, you may need to have us out now, take a look at it. It's only 8 years old. We could probably check your ventilation if you need some better ventilation. Change it now. So instead of wearing out in another 8 years, it makes another 12 years. You know, so that can definitely happen with the right kind of ventilation. It seems like everyone, builders, when they build a home, what they do is they try to get the house done for as inexpensive as possible so more people can qualify for it. So they put minimum things in, and one of the minimum things that they put in roofs is off-ridge vents. And the problem with off-ridge vents, they only let 100 inches of air out. Well, most houses will only have 2, 3, maybe 4 on the entire house, and they need 4 times that. So getting the right ventilation is a really key element. Paul, we'd love to come out, take a look at it for you, and you can call the office at 495-0948. Have you actually looked at the shingles yourself, or do you know?
Yeah,
what kind
of... I've been up there to do some work on the chimney.
Good.
They look pretty, they're all intact, and good. I don't see anything wrong where any flashing is.
Sure. What about
a really steep pitched roof?
Yes.
So all the vents are off ridge.
Yes.
And,
well, they don't need to be.
Yeah.
So what we would do is come out and look at it and say, hey, maybe that is the right answer. I doubt it, but we would evaluate it for free and tell you. If you'd like a professional opinion, we're glad to give it to you at no cost. So.
And just one quick comment on you're talking about the arborist earlier in the show.
Right.
When this just baffles me, but when we bought the house, there was a very old oak tree, maybe 10 feet off the back corner of the house.
Right.
That grew at a 45-degree angle. So the entire tree and the stump was a foot and a half in diameter.
Right.
The tree grew over the entire top of the house on the diagonal past the halfway mark.
Wow.
And it's like, who let this stand like this for 20 years?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the first thing I noticed was, well, there goes my house. That's got to go.
Yeah. I agree with that when it comes to that. You know, replant a tree in a spot that's not going to be over the house. You don't want even limbs, let alone the entire tree, where if, you know, it's going to come down and crush the house and absolutely hurt you.
I'm talking about every single tree around the property, too. So
I
just wanted to make everybody know that's so important. Look at your trees.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate your call.
Let's go to John on John in Northside.
Hey, John. Thanks for your call.
Hey, I got a question about do y'all install the Tesla solar panels? And if you do, do you have your own electricians or do you subcontract that out?
We subcontract that, and the same with the solar. You have to be a licensed solar person in order to do that. So we sub that to, but if we're doing like an insurance job or we're doing your roof and we're going to do that, we put all of that into the contract so that the price is settled. We get our person out there to give an estimate, and or you can use your own person if whichever way you would prefer it to be done.
So how many Tesla solar panel roofs have y'all done, say, in the last year or so?
Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love Tesla, by the way. We have not done a Tesla roof here, so in the Jacksonville area.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I appreciate it.
And John, the thing is, John, when you look at solar on a roof, the one thing that you do want to consider is if you want to have a battery system, which will be on when the power goes out, for instance, during a hurricane, or if you just want a system that backfeeds a net metering system where there's no battery. So there's a lot of information online about solar systems, and we would highly recommend researching and having multiple companies come out to give you their opinion and their estimate, because there is so much right now. Solar is a hot ticket item right now in Florida.
Are you going to do a Tesla roof?
I am. To me, the research I've done on it so far says it's the only way to go.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm coming up to build my house, and I am going to talk to Tesla about that on my house. My plans are supposed to be done Monday or Tuesday, and the engineering, and I want to get with Tesla on that too. So if you get that way, I'd love to see what's going on with your house. I'd love to come over and see it. Maybe we can get involved with you in that. And also the information, if you could send it to Ken at Universal Roof and email. It's ken@universalroof.com. Send that to me or any or to Jared either, jared@universalroof.com. We would definitely like to be involved. I'm the CEO, Jared's president, and we would love to get involved with the new Tesla systems. I really believe in them, and I think it's the future. And so I definitely would like to get involved.
I'm at the 15-year mark on my roof, and I'm thinking the cost, I want to completely get away from JEA. I mean, the expenses have just been outrageous. So my thing is, I want to cut the cord coming to the house. If if it's legally allowed, if they'll allow me to do that. But I think that it's that good. But like I said, I'm at 16 years, and I'm just now starting to look at the financial side of it. Go ahead and rip off my roof that might last for another 15 years and do this.
Sure, John.
Or do I wait until the shingles start curling up, which might be another 10 years? So
right.
That's when I figure out the cost analysis and stuff like that. That's when I'm already decided. I already know that's what I'm going to do. But
sure.
So that's really where I'm at. I'm not really at the point to where I'm trying to find a contractor at this point in time. So.
Right.
And the Powerwall is the way to go also, where you're the Tesla Powerwall, where you're actually battery, you're actually storing the electricity.
Yeah.
Because if you just go with the net metering system, if a hurricane comes and the power goes out, you're also disconnected
right,
for safety,
right.
for grid safety.
My thought is, if I go 4 or 5 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks without JEA, that's fine.
Yeah,
right.
I just want to get rid of those guys. I am so tired of the amount of the cost for the electricity that I use. So.
Yep.
Well, I know exactly how you feel, and I feel the same way. So keep in touch with us on that. And I really appreciate your call today, John, to talk about this Tesla stuff. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, if y'all start doing it, throw it out there on the radio, advertise it, let me know.
We will. Well, help me get involved because I want to do it on my house.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. And that clears up a line for you, so you can reach us at 340-1045.
Yep. Let's just go straight to Bob then.
Hey, Bob.
You know, I too am worried about electricity and the cost, and also how vulnerable we are to a massive solar flare at any time, taking out our grid indefinitely. In 1890, there was something that we experienced called the Carrington event that in today's world would have rendered the grid completely useless.
Wow.
So in addition to looking at alternative means of providing energy, because we do need electricity, we need it for refrigeration here in Florida. We need it not only to keep us cool, but to keep a safe environment in our homes where humidity and mold don't fester and become a greater issue for our families and our health. So I was wondering, you know, obviously step one, energy independence, the Tesla roofs are fascinating. There's a whole slew of things coming down the pike in that regard. But step two is to prevent those systems that you put in place from an EMP solar flare type event, taking it out indefinitely. Have you guys looked into building Faraday cages or other shields that will, in fact, protect your home in the case of something like that happening? Because we know, real quickly, that Congress is not interested in protecting our transformers, the major transformers, from this event, which is not a matter of if, but a matter of when. And we are overdue for an event like this happening, folks, and nobody's doing anything about it. They'll spend millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on war, but yet we're vulnerable to a catastrophic event.
Yeah, Bob, I can tell you're very passionate about this, and I can tell you after the break we'll talk about surge protection and then also protecting your home from lightning.
Okay, hey, this is WOKV. That music means we're on a break. Do call us during the break. We'd like to get and speak to you. 340-1045. Talk to you after the break. Hey, welcome back. It's WOKV in Jacksonville here. Phone number for your call-in, 340-1045. We're in the last segment. This show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. And if you'd like a free estimate or to talk to one of our people in person, you can call the office at 495-0948. Very quickly, we're on the last few minutes. John, thanks for your call-in. We really appreciate it. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Good, John.
I have a flat roof over a Florida room between two sections of my brick home. And it was built in 88 with a brick knee wall and real nice windows, slider windows and all.
Good.
But the roof is aluminum. I don't think it's an elite system, but some kind of a system built by a pretty good local builder that starting to have leaks in the seams.
Yes, they all do.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah,
they all do. And the, what it is they expand and contract. And so as they do that, nothing works unless you do a roof system. There's a couple different products that we use that have a lifetime warranty that goes over the top. And they're kind of a liquid that expands and contracts 70 times itself and does a tremendous job and actually has a 50-year warranty. If you give us a call at the office, we'll come out, give you a free estimate on it, 495-0948.
Okay.
We can fix it.
I'll give
we
you
can
guys
fix
a call.
Do that. We can fix it. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show.
Yep, to the end of the show. And, you know, just to follow up on the previous caller from the last segment, you know, where he was talking about lightning strikes and solar flares and stuff like that, the best thing to do would be to hire, look for a licensed electrician to come out. There's a lot of things you can do to protect your home from power surges. And there's a lot of great lightning protection companies in the state of Florida if you're interested in that.
Yeah, and they do talk about that there's systems that have shut down all the power companies and all of that. You know, get off the grid. You know, there's ways to do that and to protect yourself. And I like that idea. Bob and Paul were both talking to, John, about those kind of systems. And I think it's a great, great idea. And, hey, we're here every week, Universal Roof and Contracting. If you have any need for windows, best windows out there are Renewal by Anderson. You can reach them at 222-8064. This In the House radio show, as always, brought to you week in and week out, usually with Jared. This is Ken. You can call Universal Roofing, 495-0948. Thanks for tuning in today, and God bless. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.